arriving arriving where? Here. Arriving when? Now. Here in this room. Here in this body. Here in this mind moment. Here in this heart space. Now. Letting all the sense gates bring us into the moment. Sound, smell, taste, touch, even thoughts. This thought is occurring now. This emotion is occurring now. Here, in this body, in this room, in this heart space. Here, now. We sometimes use a kind of doing to arrive in the moment. The doing of placing attention, the doing of letting go. Skillful. We also use knowledge, knowing that if we do X, Y will occur in terms of being here. Skillful. But there's also the option at times of just being, not doing, not utilizing knowing, but simply being here, now. This being can have a strong physical sense to it. You really feel the body present, possibly. Or a stillness in the body, some would report. This just being can also be felt, known energetically. There's this aliveness, a kind of still and still moving. A kind of blurred boundaries at the edges, because it's not the kind of solid self-creation that we usually do moment to moment. Just being can be felt in the heart space. You feel really alive in your heart, or tender in your heart, or the heart feels spacious or available. Again, there's not any doing or even any knowing. There's just this felt sense. Opening to these descriptions on the level of resonance. A description that resonates with you in this moment. Just being in that resonance. Just being can also have a manifestation more of a mind feeling. There's awareness. And the awareness isn't busy doing or knowing, but there's a strong sense of awareness. As I mentioned these possibilities, one can morph, or more than one can be included. Just being can appear as little vibrations of well-being that you might not even recognize as this is what well-being feels like, because we're so accustomed to the accomplishment feeling of satisfaction, getting what we want, or having things go our way, or good performance. This just being well-being is quieter than that. Yet, it can flood the whole system, and still we not know it. It's the quiet, the stillness of the will, of just being, that eventually we notice, oh, this is what is meant by well-being. It's non-contingent. It's got an isness, a suchness. Well-being can be known through any of the senses. For me, there's certain places on my tongue that light up when I have this sense of well-being. For you, it might be a kind of a lightness of breath, or a kind of smell. So subtle that we have to be still and still awake. To stabilize this just being, we can deliberately bring in more a sense of the body. The weight of the body, the earth element in it. The movement of body, the warmth or coolness of body, the connectedness and flow of body, its wholeness. With the stillness of attention that notices the well-being is present in the quiet body. Not thinking about it. Not in wonder, but in knowing, in realization. just here, just this moment, possibly. Or a moment that's around the corner. Or in the next sit. We just practice. We don't result. We make ourselves available as best we're able. This is practice. Resulting is demanding, measuring by results. It's got a leaning into or pulled back judging. Just being is here, now. And then within the body, we can choose to rest attention on the breath, letting the breath be a very specific anchor for the mind. Knowing breath is movement. Movement the way the tide moves. You don't do the tide. The tide is. So the breath just is. Still and still moving. Become quite clear, but not so sharply focused on the breath of the body, but quite clear that the interest is in that awareness, in that stillness, in just being. Or it can really focus sharply on the breath and still just be. There's a wide range of experience. Don't deny yourself by judging or comparing. Don't limit yourself by imposing a concept that your mind thinks it knows what experience is, rather than simply being available for that experience. Hard for us. Hard for us all. Just be. Just be. welcome everyone. We'll do the introduction and the welcome in just a moment. But to do us, while we're still fresh in the experience, to just be is not easy. It's actually a pretty hard form of meditation. Although sometimes it's a gimme. It's just life gives it to you. If you just be available, you can sort of see, you can wait a moment and see, is this possible? And it will. You can just be. And that's very fortunate when that's true. And we're grateful for it. Other times, it does take using the doing techniques of really looking at the body closely or really being with the breath and consciously, more of an applied attention. So the mindfulness is being present, but it's in the form of applied attention. So you're applying attention to the body, breath, or just the breath, or whatever it may be. And then other times, there's so much inner dialogue going on, so much planning or fantasy or just comment about your experience, whatever, that all you do is keep inviting. You just, what Sharon Salzberg describes as that the practice is starting over. So you're not practicing being in one place, you're practicing starting over. That is not less valuable at all than your sweetest sit in that way, that must still sit. Each has its own value in its own way. And so it is helpful to be available to what's available, to have ourselves just arrive here rather than have a preconceived idea of what we're going to have to do, because the mind will think, oh, she wants me to do this, so it'll start thinking, or the mind will do what it tries to be cooperative with us. And so we can be, even after years of practice, slightly undermining our practice. I mean, after years of this, and you could have actually not been doing that so much. You had more beginner's mind than you have now. I mean, we can lose it at any time. There's never too much humility, T.S. Eliot tells us. And so it is, so it is. For myself, I've had a breathing problem that's still continuing, that really started 18 months ago, but I only became aware of it last June. So when I've been here, I don't know how many hundreds of times that I've been here in Sunday Sangha, and almost always there was a sense of well-being when I sat down here. Always I was grateful to be part of Sangha, to be in the Dhamma, all of this, and it was just easy to have a sense of well-being that would come with everything else. My mind could be active or not active and so forth, but that well-being was very easy. But in this time that I have struggled to have a breath, which specifically means that I don't get enough oxygen in my blood for some unknown reason. So I'm always short of oxygen, so my nervous system, it's a little jumpy. It's just this. If I'm exercising, like if I was walking up the hill to get here, it would be pronounced. But just sitting here, it's the slightest little struggle. So I've had to learn to find that well-being in the midst of the nervous system trying to, like, fix the breath. You know, it naturally wants to do that. This this is disruptive to practice, you know. But I wasn't going to stop practicing, right? So you just practice. This is the meditation I have now. And then every once in a while, in the last, starting in April, so April, May, you know, going into June, there are times when it's not so disruptive. Tonight was one of those times. This morning's meditation, Friday's meditation, very disruptive, very disruptive. because I couldn't, I was really not able to get enough breath. I mean, it was really like, I was really wanting to do that all the time. So very disruptive. But the practice isn't dependent on whether or not it's disruptive. The practice is the practice showing up for what is. Otherwise, we're practicing resulting. Do you see that difference? We're not likely to get much experience of well-being if we're trying to do resulting. But it's okay being with what is. Mindfulness is being with what is in a non-objecting way. Not with, doesn't mean without preference. It means that, okay, this moment's like this. It's just like this. It's just like this. It's not some other way. But, and it has nothing to do with our view or opinion. It's a different orientation than the view or opinion. Our views, I might be really right. I'd much rather have my breath than not have my breath. And I think that's factually wholesome, you know, skillful. But nonetheless, if I orient that way, I'm in the way of my own practice. And so the ease that comes from practice is based on all these other conditions. We are being available. We're grounding back in our intention. That's what we're cultivating. We're cultivating. And then the conditions are going to be what they are, and how we respond to those conditions will vary a lot. They just will. They just will. So all those views and opinions, so far as we can move away from them. And, you know. So the reason I'm saying this right now is because I have been very lucky. I've been very fortunate with breath my entire adult life. So the breath was easy for me. It was interesting for me. I didn't have to work as much as some of you here in this room, because I know some of your practices. You had to work with the breath a lot more than I did to arrive at the breath. It was just naturally interesting, so I'd stay with it. It's not so interesting now. It's burdensome. And yet, that's the practice. So as we learn to be with the sitting experience, as the sitting experience is in body and in mind, in the heart space, that is the practice. And that's the practice of mindfulness and compassion that we will carry in our daily lives. That's why it's so important. We'll carry it out into our daily lives. We're not doing this just to sit. We're doing the sitting in order to bring it forward into all of our lives, in all of our situations, as best we're able. We're being available for it to spread to all of our lives. But the attitude we cultivate in the sitting makes such a difference. I've gotten such an opportunity to practice this. Not happily, but such an opportunity to see, well, Philip, are you going to walk your talk or not? Because every day, practically, I get to see, am I going to walk my talk or not? And not every day do I walk my talk, you know, because sometimes I will switch and I'll say, I've got to see if I can, quote, fix this breath because it's so short. And then other times, even though it's first thing in the morning, I am actually too tired. The meditation doesn't seem like the wise thing to do. It seems like it's better to just be with the breath in this kind of healing way. And that's wisdom, that's compassion, right that way. You know, life's going to be life. The through line is through having this clarity of intention. And that is that we build that. We get stronger and stronger. And in these 18 months, I've really gotten to see this. And this way, there's just the benefit of all of this. So it's like deliberately creating a hindrance so you can practice with one of the hindrances. Again, not what I would advise doing, but once it's there. And so, and well-being is, from my view, well-being is actually always with us. We don't always access it. that the innateness of awareness has it well-being in it. It's innate. It's already there. We put all these layers on top. Not everybody would have that view. So there's other views about this, that it's only cultivated and all that sort of thing. The knowing of it is a Nietzsche, that it's always changing. But being interested in this sense of well-being in little ways. I mean, you're sitting in the car and someone else is driving, and it's a beautiful day, and you don't talk for a moment. And you're just there, that you like the motion, you like the sun shining on the trees or whatever it is. There's well-being right there. But it's not if you don't notice it. We have to notice it. We have to be available for the felt sense of it. And many times, in a lot of different circumstances, if we will just be well-being, that sense of well-being will start to be available to us, even if they're not circumstances that we would have preferred. Not in all circumstances, unless you're an arahant, but more and more there starts to be this availability of well-being, and our community as a whole is ready to do more of this, to be more. Give yourself a little more credit as a community as a whole. I'm sort of saying this everywhere now. I think I can just be, and yes, I think well-being may be possible for me in any given moment. I will be available for it without grasping. So that's part of the opportunity. When we get to the Dharma talk, you may think he's already started the Dharma talk, but not at all. When we get to the Dharma talk, we will see how it's easy to get and sort of get angled into practice in ways that the practice, the way we're angling into the practice, is not helpful to us. So with that, my name's Philip Moffat, and I'm happy to be here with you. And I know you had a big day yesterday with Sally, and I didn't get a chance to talk with her afterwards, but I'm sure everybody comes tonight that was there yesterday, totally calm, so lots of well-being.